He said to me, O mortal, stand up on your feet, and I will speak with you. And when he spoke to me, a spirit entered into me, set me on my feet, and I heard him speaking to me. He said to me, mortal, I am sending you to the people of Israel, to a nation of rebels who have rebelled against me. They and their ancestors have transgressed against me to this very day. The descendants are impudent and stubborn. I am sending you to them, and you shall say to them, thus says the Lord God. Whether they hear or refuse to hear, for they are a rebellious house, they shall know that there has been a prophet among them. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. This book of Ezekiel is written by a man who thought for sure he would join the family business. The family business that he grew up in as a young child was to eventually take on the role of being priest. A priest to serve the people of God in worship, in the temple, in proclamation, and in sacrifice to the God and Savior above. Ezekiel knew that he would not be able to take on that holy rite until he reached the age of 30. And just prior to that, when Ezekiel was 25 years of age, his people, the people Israel, were taken into exile in the year 598 B.C. They were taken to Babylon. They and a few thousand remnant of the people were outcasts in a foreign land. And Ezekiel's dream of being a priest, a representative of his holy God, was taken away, it seemed like, forever. And then 5 years into captivity, when Ezekiel did reach that age of 30, we pick up this reading today where he was no longer able to embrace his role as a priest, but he learns in this calling today that God has a new ministry for him. He's being called to be prophet for his people Israel. And so it is that we pick up this reading today where Ezekiel reminds us and receives with us as he's hearing this calling for the first time, what does it mean to be a prophet of our Most High God? In this scripture today, I think there are six S's that remind me what are the gifts of a prophet. The first gift that we hear in our scripture is that the prophet is one who is spirit-filled. Ezekiel said, as the voice from heaven spoke to him, that a spirit came into him. So prophets that are among us are those who are filled, who are gifted with God's Holy Spirit. Secondly, the second S of a prophet are those who are spoken to by God. They hear God's voice. They receive a call upon their life. God speaks to them as Ezekiel was spoken to in our scripture. The third S of prophets is to remind us that prophets are strengthened by God. In other words, their ministry does not come forth from themselves, but their ministry is powered from above. The fourth S of the prophets, we're reminded in this scripture that prophets are those who are sent by God. Ezekiel said in this passage of scripture that as God spoke to him, he said, stand up on your feet, for I am sending you to a rebellious people, and you will not be well received. I know he's real fired up to go, don't you? But he was sent, such is the call of the prophet. Sometimes we go where we perhaps even like Ezekiel don't want to go. The next S of the prophet is not only are they spoken to by God, but perhaps most prominently in our minds, prophets are the ones who speak for God. In the words of Jewish rabbi Harold Kushner, he once said, prophets are the ones who not only speak for God, but they speak the truth. They don't so much predict the future as proclaim the truth of our Lord. But you know, the focus that I would like for us to embrace today, on all of these S's, there's one more that remains that God calls upon the prophet, is that prophets, dear church, are sought by God. In other words, God initiates the relationship. Ezekiel was there minding his own business in Babylon, feeling like his call to ministry had escaped him forever, and then God sought him. God came needing him to proclaim his word to a people in need. You see, that's the call to the prophet. It's a sent ministry, as we've heard proclaimed today. It's a ministry where God strengthens us and uses our gifts for the world around us. Presbyterian minister Frederick Buechner says this about God's call. He said, the place where God calls us is where your great gladness meets the world's great hunger. Wow. That's the call that God places upon the prophets around us, to proclaim His need in the world around us. You know, as we think of God seeking us, isn't the gift of infant baptism a wonderful example of God seeking us? We celebrate this holy rite because it proclaims to us today, even before Samuel Ellis has any concept of God, God knows His name and claims Him as His own. God initiates the relationship. He is sought. You see, it begins with God's grace for us, our life of faith. It begins not so much that we are sought worthy, but that our God is gracious in seeking us. But it doesn't end in God seeking us. Just as Samuel Ellis gave gifts today because he's going to receive a gift, we too, people of faith, are called as God seeks us, as His modern day prophets, to serve the world around us. He calls us to be sent as well. But you know, the prophet Joel told us this many years before. As Ezekiel is called to a prophet, and we wonder, who are our prophets today? Who are those who speak for God? Who are those who are strengthened by God? Who are those who are sent by God? Who are those today who are sought by God? Where are the prophets among us? Joel said this. He said, it will come in a time in the future where God will place His call upon all people, where He will strengthen young women and young men to be prophets among His people. You see, through the love of our Savior Jesus Christ, friends, we all are gifted to be prophets to the world around us. We believe in a priesthood of all believers where we proclaim God in what we do and in what we say to His glory forever. We are called to a sent ministry, to go and serve the world. Bishop William Williman of the United Methodist Church tells a beautiful story of him understanding the sent ministry as a young child, when he was in the sixth grade in Donelson Middle School. He said he was called to the principal's office. He received that dreadful announcement over the intercom that said, Williman, come to the principal's office. Many of us have heard that in one way or another. And he said, as I went up and I trekked down the hallway to the principal's office, there was this large woman orchestrating security between me and the principal, and she invited me into his office. And he said, I was there before Mr. Harrell. My knees were shaking. And he said, Mr. Harrell never looked up, and he said, listen close, Willison, Williamson, Williman, whatever your name is, I don't want to repeat myself. I want you to go down Tyndall Street, two blocks, take a left on Oak Street, and go to the home of Jimmy Spain. And I want you to tell his mother, if he's not in school today, I'm going to write her up for truancy. Williman said, oh no, Jimmy Spain, the biggest bully at Donaldson Middle School. He was in the sixth grade with me, and he should have been in the eighth grade. They held him back 2 years so he could beat up other kids like me. Oh no, Jimmy Spain. And as he made his trek down Tyndall Street two blocks, he took a left on Oak, wondering what truancy was, and he got to the rickety fence there on number 9 Oak Street, and he walked up the door of the yard strewn with decayed yard furniture, overgrown flower beds, and he knocked on the door. He said a woman came to the door at 10:30 a.m. in the morning with her house coat on, and she said, what do you want? And William Williman said, well, I was just coming from the school. Mr. Harrell has sent me here. She said, what does that old fool want? He said, well, Mr. Harrell wanted me to come and, well, we're doing some special things at school today, and It's a really special day, and it just wouldn't be the same if Jimmy wasn't there with us. We would all be really disappointed. And she turned and looked at Jimmy, and he didn't look like Jimmy. He looked sheepish and scared behind his mama. And she said, do you want to go to that old school today? And he nodded his head, yes. She said, well, go get the dollar off the dresser. And he went and got his dollar, and he came back, and he said, as we walked together to that school, we were silent. As if Jimmy didn't want me to say anything, and he didn't know what to say. And I delivered Jimmy to the principal's office, and I looked back at his face, and I saw what appeared to be, in his eyes, gratitude. And he said, later that night, I went home and I told my mama all about it. And she said, that is the most outrageous thing I've ever heard in my life. You mean the principal sent a child out into the middle of the city in the middle of the day to get another child? But Williman said, even then, as a 12-year-old, I knew my mom was wrong. Because that's the first time anyone had ever entrusted me with a message that wouldn't get delivered unless I proclaimed it. So friends, we gather this day to celebrate the gift of a message. And we receive today, as God's people, His holy ordination to all of us to be prophets of our Most High God. Will you receive with me now that ancient ordination? Receive the Holy Spirit. In the words of the prophet, church, go down Tyndall Street for two blocks. Take a left on Oak Street because God's got a message for you to proclaim. His love and glory to a world in need. Amen. Let's respond in faith today by